Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurates flats in East Java. Minister Arif Yahya remarks digital technology is important for Indonesian tourism. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the construction of flats in Tulung Agung Regency, East Java on Friday. Antara News Agency reported that the construction consists of three flats. The Tulung Agung State Islamic Institute of 37 units to accommodate 144 students. The Tulung Agung College of Teacher Training and Education to accommodate 144 students. And simple rental apartments for low-income groups of 70 units with type 36. During the inauguration, the president said that the flat facilities are needed by students. In 2019, the government will build around 300 flats. The highest number of flats in East Java, which reaches 45. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya remarked that digital technology is important to develop tourism in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the minister said in Jakarta on Friday that digital technology has become an appropriate instrument to attract millennial youth. He also explained about three products of Indonesian Tourism Ministry that join the digital business trends for the millennial youth, namely Wonderful Starter Academy, Nomadic Tourism, and Digital Destination. Wonderful Starter Academy is to create ecosystem so that Indonesia becomes a main tourism destination for foreign tourists. Meanwhile, Nomadic Tourism is the most effective strategy to develop a new tourism destination. Therefore, he targeted that Nomadic Tourism will be launched and implemented. The minister also appreciated the digital destination created by a community of Indonesian Wonderful Generation in Central Java. During 2018, there had been 62 digital markets to help produce commercial and created values. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution will encourage risk mitigation preparation and natural disaster mitigation in the special economic zone so that risk mitigation and handling of Indonesian disaster are clearer. The minister in Jakarta on Friday said that mitigation this risk is needed for new special economic zones. For the old ones, they will be reviewed after entering risk analysis and maps. Minister Darmin also explained that this risk mitigation effort must consider the spatial and regional design in the region so that the crisis mitigation can be much faster. This is reflected in the handling of Sunda Strait tsunami natural disaster due to the eruption of mountain Anak Krakatau, which has affected the Tanjung Lesung Special Economic Zone in Banten. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Industry Ministry projected investment values for the chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile industries would reach 130 trillion rupiah in 2019. As quoted by Tempo.co.id on Friday, the Minister of Chemical, Textile, and Miscellaneous Industry Director General Ahmad Sigit Dwi Wahyono believe previous capital investment would strengthen the structure of manufacturing sector in the country as well as substitute imports. In this political year, several long-term investors remain to invest. The government hoped the investment will boost the growth of national industry. Sigit also explained that investment in the chemical industry would gain the highest value as they were capital-intensive and required high-end technology. The chemical industry also plays a strategic role in the upstream sector as it produces raw materials needed by other industries. Oil tanker Ocean Princess that sank in the fascinating waters of Amoli village in eastern Indonesia on December 22, 2018 has affected the marine life of Pantar Strait and its surrounding waters. As quoted by Antara News Agency Head of the East Nusa Tenggara Marine and Fishery Office, Ganip Purgiyanto, on Friday said that the East Nusa Tenggara Provincial Government's Marine and Fishery Authority has sent a team to observe the damage caused by the oil spill of sinking vessel. He noted that the team members had completed their field investigation on Tuesday afternoon, and their preliminary findings showed that there are indeed damages to marine life of Slat Pantar Marine Park. The total amount of the material losses for the environmental damages caused by the tanker carrying diesel fuel from Timor Leste to Singapore, which capsized on December 22, 2018, has been calculated. He also explained that the amount of calculated material losses will immediately be submitted to the tanker's owner to enable the corporate to get discharged for the environmental losses in accordance with the existing regulations. A total of 392 foreign nationals were refused entry into Indonesia by the immigration authorities in Batam City, Riau Island Province during 2018. As quoted by Antara News Agency Head of Batam City's Immigration Office, Luki Agun, on Friday stated that the immigration denied entry to 392 foreign nationals into Indonesia. He also said the Batam immigration official did not merely refuse entry to certain foreign nationals into the country, but they also stopped 193 Indonesian citizens from leaving Batam City for traveling to countries such as Singapore and Malaysia. He also said that immigration prevented the Indonesian citizens from traveling to Singapore and Malaysia because the government suspected that they would be camped non-procedural migrant workers and that the official had no connection with suspicious acts of terrorism. The last item, the movement of rupiah exchange rate traded among banks in Jakarta on Friday afternoon rose by 140 points to 40,270 per US dollar. As written by Antara News Agency and Money Market Observer, Ruli Nova said in Jakarta on Friday that Indonesian economic data, which is relatively positive, is a factor supporting the rupiah exchange rate. Indonesian inflation data is under control and revenues in the state budget and expenditure penetrated the target. He also said that the real system of state revenue in the 2018 state budget submitted by the government amounted to 1,942.3 trillion rupiah, penetrating 102.5% of the target of 1,894.7 trillion rupiah. This is a positive point for Indonesian financial markets with a sound fiscal. Thus, investors will make Indonesia a good investment destination. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From across the country, unique and interesting information from across Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from the archipelago, which brings you what happened in Indonesia during the week. The first news came from Surabaya, East Jawa. Three Surabaya Civil Infrastructure Engineering students of the 10 November Institute of Technology Surabaya designed a disabled and environmentally friendly pedestrian bridge called Sustainable Design. The head of the City Generation 2 team, Nafi Maula Abdullah, along with two colleagues, M. Ali Burhan and Atut Argadipa Alfiansyah, at the local campus said Wednesday that the pedestrian bridge was designed because of the lack of such bridge which is friendly to persons with disabilities. Nafi explained, the first aspect they emphasized was comfort. If usually the pedestrian bridge access is only supported by stairs, they built a sloping floor to replace the stairs to facilitate access to disabled. They also included biological aspect in this design. The high pollution of highway is suppressed by some plants that have flowers which bloom at night. This has proven effective to sucking air pollution. In addition, they also put selanga or kenanga flowers along the bridge. The next news came from Mamuju, West Sulawesi. As many as 4,000 santris or Islamic boarding school students in Mamuju Regency have followed the Quran recitation in a series of turn-of-the-year activities in Mamuju, West Sulawesi province. The chairperson of Mamuju Regency Islamic Holidays Commemoration, Haji Rusli Muiz, in Mamuju said on Tuesday that the event was also held in commemoration of the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. According to Rusli, the activities carried out were a form of religious awareness and a step for the local government to create the Qurani generation in Mamuju. Latest news came from Denpasar, Bali. The Denpasar City government has begun to enforce a Mayor Regulation No. 36 of 2018 concerning reducing the use of plastic bags since January 1, 2019. Head of the Denpasar City Environment and Hygiene Agency, Ketut Wisada, in Denpasar on Wednesday said that the regulation has been socialized since July last year to the public. Regarding reducing the use of plastic bags, including shopping centers, traditional markets, up to grocery stores. He said the officers made sudden inspection of shopping centers and modern stores to monitor compliance with the new regulations. He asked the manager of the shopping centers to put clear information about the application of regulations to reduce the use of plastic bags so that buyers understand it. The application of regulation on reducing the use of plastic bags is expected to gradually reduce plastic waste in the city of Denpasar. Well, that was news from Indonesia. Or from the archipelago, I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. The first information is about the beginning of Golden Gate Bridge construction on January 5, 1933. The construction of the Golden Gate Bridge took 4 years. The length of the bridge reaches 1,280 meters, making it the longest suspension bridge in the world. Its name was derived from the Golden Gate Stride. The bridge spans across the strait and connects North San Francisco with Marin County, California. The second information is that Westerling announces ultimatum to the United States of the Republic of Indonesia, or RIS. On January the 5th, former capital of the Royal Netherlands East Indies Army, Raymond Westerling announced an ultimatum to the government of the United States of the Republic of Indonesia. Westerling demanded the government to honor the federal state of RIS, especially the Pasundan state, and recognize the Angkatan Perang Ratu Adil or Legion of Ratu Adil as the armed force of Pasundan state. The government of RIS had to agree with the ultimatum within 7 days, and if the government rejected the ultimatum, they would face a great war. On January 10, 1950, Indonesian Prime Minister Muhammad Hatta told the Dutch High Commissioner, who just arrived in Indonesia, Heris Seveld, that the Indonesian government had instructed Westerling to be arrested. The last information is about the Women's Marine Corps Day. The idea of establishing Women's Marine Corps was initiated by Wessels Commander
at the People's Security Agency, Commodore Yo Sudarso, and the plan was realized by Minister as well as Admiral of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral R.A. Martadinata, based on the decree of Naval Ministry or Admiral on the establishment of Indonesian Women's Marine Corps. The Women's Marine Corps Day was established on January the 5th, 1963, in conjunction to the inauguration of the first batch of the Indonesian Women's Marine Corps led by Chief of the Indonesian Naval Staff. That was today in history.
Jalan berdua bergandengan tangan tapi tak jadian. Kita nonton berduaan dan makan malam tetap tak jadian. Ini nasib yang mengenaskan, harus terjadi lagi. Bukan mau suzon, tapi orang bilang itu friendzone. Malam telpon-telponan hingga pagi datang tetap tak jadian. Sudah banyak perhatian juga kesempatan, masih tak jadian. Tidakkah cukup yang engkau lihat, pertemanan ini sungguh berat. Tidakkah indah bila kita bersama, tapi tidak di mimpi saja.
That was Friendzone, sung by Budi Doremi. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we will present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with regular segment My Indonesia, which today is on 2018 state revenues exceed target. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has ensured that the realization of state revenues in the 2018 state budget has reached almost 2,000 trillion rupiahs, or 102.5% of the target. Sri Mulyani, at a press conference on the development of the 2018 state budget in Jakarta on Wednesday, explained that this realization came from tax revenue, customs and excise, and non-tax state revenues. The achievement of tax realization is a combination of improving economic performance and increasing tax collection capability as a result of improving the tax base, tax compliance, and tax intensification. Sri Mulyani further explained that the increase in consumption and imports illustrates the improvement in the economy of the household, corporation, and all community activities compared to last year. The tax ratio was recorded at 11.5%, an increase of 0.8% compared to 2017 due to the improved performance of tax reform. Realization of state revenues grew 6.7% compared to last year, supported by improving international trade activities, high-risk excise control, and customs and excise institutional reform. Meanwhile, the realization of non-tax state revenues has recorded high growth of 30.8% since 2009 due to the effect of rising oil and coal prices. Member of House of Representatives Commission 11, Muhammad Misbahun in Jakarta on Wednesday expressed his appreciation for the realization of state revenues that exceeded the target in 2018 state budget. According to Ms. Bahun, this was the result of government efforts to build economic independence and sovereignty. According to him, the efforts made include completing Law No. 11 of 2016 concerning tax amnesty, reforming the tax sector, and revising the non-tax state's revenue law. Ms. Bahun assessed that the tax amnesty program had been successful because there were improvements to the taxation database and the declaration of assets reaching almost 4,900 trillion rupiahs with foreign repatriation of 147 trillion rupiahs. Ms. Bahun also encouraged the government to carry out sustainable tax reform through more competitive tariff changes in the region so that Indonesia would be more attractive for the entry of capital flows. He hopes that the tax reform will be carried out by supporting the empowerment of the digital economy. Well, that was my Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo inaugurated the construction of plants in Tulungagung Regency, Siak on Friday. Antara news agency reported the construction consists of three plants at Tulungagung State Islamic Institute of 37 units to accommodate 144 students. The Tulungagung College of Teacher Training and Education to accommodate 144 students and simple rental apartment for low-income groups of 70 units with type 36. Minister of Tourism Arief Yahya remarked that digital technology is important to develop tourism in Indonesia. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the minister said in Jakarta on Friday that digital technology has become an appropriate instrument to attract millennial youth. Coordinating Minister for Economy Affairs Darmin Nasution will encourage risk mitigation preparation and natural disaster mitigation in the special economic zones so that risk mitigation and handling of Indonesian disaster are clearer. The Industry Ministry projected investment values for the chemical, pharmaceutical, and textile industry would reach 133 trillion rupiah in 2019. As quoted by Tempo.co.id on Friday, the Minister Chemical, Textile, and Miscellaneous Industry Director General Ahmad Sigit Dwi Wahyono believe various capital investment would strengthen the structure of manufacturing sector in the country as well as substitute imports. Oil tanker Ocean Princess that sank in the vicinity waters of Amoli village in eastern Indonesia on December 22, 2018 has affected the marine life of Pantar Strait and its surrounding waters. A total of 392 foreign nationals were refused entry into Indonesia by the immigration authorities in Batan City, Riau and Province during 2018. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Head of Batan City Immigration Office Luki Agung on Friday stated that the immigration denied entry to 392 foreign nationals into Indonesia. The movement of rupiah exchange rate traded among banks in Jakarta on Friday afternoon rose by 140 points to 14,270 rupiah per US dollar. As written by Antara News Agency Money Market Observer Ruli Nova said in Jakarta on Friday that Indonesian economic data, which is relatively positive, is a factor supporting the rupiah exchange rate. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
That was Tiga Salahmu, sung by Bunga Citra Lestari. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Kali Ulu in Pacitan, East Java, clean and calm beach which has white sand and does not yet touch on infrastructure development, often becomes a choice of tourists to release themselves from hustle and bustle of the city. One of the beaches in Pacitan, which has amazing enchantment, is Kali Ulu Beach, which is located at Klesem Village, Kebon Agung District, Pacitan, East Java. The beach has a distance around 35 kilometers from Pacitan and takes around 1 until 2 hours by motor vehicles. Arriving at Kali Ulu Beach, you can explore parts of typical beach. If you walk to the west side, so you will find high cliffs which become border between beach and land. In addition, there are also colorful fishermen boats. Those boats are deliberately docked at the west side by the fishermen. The scenery, which is presented by Kali Ulu Beach, will make you amazed. Some coconut trees which become characteristic of the beach will present the beauty to you. Blue water will make you happy to swim or to play. heavy streaming with typical waves of South Beach, and also corals and stones are characteristic of the beach at the eastern side of Pacitan. At a beach, you can also enjoy beautiful waterfall. The waterfall is usually used to clean body from sand and seawater by tourists. Its fresh water directly flows from a hill which is located surrounding the beach. Besides, the tourists can also enjoy natural scenery around the waterfall. The scenery is quite beautiful, so that a lot of tourists make selfie photos at surrounding the waterfall. To go to Kali Ulu Beach, you can use land transportation, but you have to be careful because the road is up and down. There are steep cliffs and also some roads are not paved yet. The trip to the beach will make you tired, but everything will be paid off after you enjoy the beauty of the beach. If you plan to have holidays to Kali Ulu Beach in Pacitan, there are some things which should be noticed so that your holidays are comfortable and fun. Take for example, you have to check your vehicle before using it, bring your own equipment, and do not swim far from the beach. If you love surfing, it is better for you to get permission to management or coastal guard and do not throw garbage carelessly. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Kali Ulu Beach in Pacitan, East Java Province. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. That was Dulu, sung by Bunglon. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener of Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Miscellany. In this edition, I will share information about the 2018 Likurai Dance Festival in Timor, East Nusa Tenggara Province. So stay tuned to Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Likurai dance is one of the popular traditional dances in West Timor, especially in Belu. In ancient times, this dance was performed to welcome village heroes who had just returned from war. But today, Likurai dance is often featured in various traditional events, such as welcoming important guests, traditional ceremonies, and cultural festivals. If you want to watch Likurai dance directly, you can visit the 2018 Likurai Dance Festival, which will be held on October 27th until 28th, 2018 in Belu District, East Nusa Tenggara Province. This festival is organized by the local government of East Nusa Tenggara to preserve Likurai culture. This Likurai dance festival can also be said to be colossal, because it will be performed by thousands of dancers from Belu Regency, Malacca Regency, and neighboring Timor Leste. Last year, in October 2017, the festival managed to get a Muri record for the largest number of traditional dancers, namely 6,000 dancers. The Likurai Dance Festival will be held on the top of Fulan Fehan Hill, which is located in Dirun Village, Lakmanen District, Belu Regency. In addition to preserving the Likurai culture, this festival is also expected to attract both domestic and foreign tourists. In addition to interesting cultural tourism, visitors to this festival will also be treated to beautiful and exotic scenery. Fulan Fehan, which is the location of this festival, offers a view of the vast expanse of savannas with a backdrop of Lakan Mountain surrounded by rocks and overgrown with wild cactus. That was today's edition of Miscellany featuring the 2018 Likurai Dance Festival in Timor, East Nusa Tenggara Province. We will meet again tomorrow in another edition and interesting topic. I'm Putri Safira Adela, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Terlalu sadis caramu menjadikan diriku pelampiasan cintamu agar dia kembali padamu tanpa peduli sakitnya aku. Teganiannya caramu
That was Sadis, sung by Citra Scholastica. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, we will present the new song of an Indonesian male singer, Randy Pandugo, entitled Underwater. Randy Pandugo is an Indonesian male singer who was born in Medan, North Sumatra, 7th of May 1985. His musical career began in 2012 through a social media called SoundCloud. Many people who listened to Randy's vocal and guitar playing on SoundCloud thought that Randy resembles to John Mayer, a US singer. The song, entitled Underwater, was released in December 2018. The song perfectly describes the emotion of those who are betrayed by their beloved ones and those who give up on love, since the lyrics tell about someone who is deceived by her lover. However, she does not really love him. The pain of being betrayed is symbolized by the state of being underwater. Listener, let's listen to Underwater by Randy Pandugo. I'm Putri Safira Adela. Thank you for joining us and see you on the next edition.
Memories can deceive, but believe is belief, and I believe in what we felt. But people you fall for can change into someone else. Maybe that's just how it goes. First you think that you can float, then you sound just like a stone, and they're gone. You gave me your wings and you made me believe I was flying. You gave me a glimpse of what heaven could be, now I'm dying. And there's nothing out there out there.
Voice of Indonesia. VOR.
Today's sound.
Indonesia.
sound.
That was our segments of English Bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. And also follow our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and send your email to voi@voinews.id.